things are possible to this God I pray. Children of God, last Sunday I was meant to preach here. I don't know that I could stop crying. I really ask God, please cut off this cry. I want to worship your word. And it's not this cry is, I never knew that is the truth. It's like I'm still dreaming being in this church. That is the truth. I believe God will save me, but seeing me here, I was like, it is to God all the glory. Let me start by introducing myself for people who don't know me. I was born here in Nigeria. As a matter of fact, at the gate of the church, my mother was about to go to the maternity. And right there at the gate of the church, that was where I came. And what I'm telling you now, I know I was born at the gate of the church, but I didn't know what my mother said. Then she asked God, could that be that this son of hers will be a pastor? She never said that to me. She never mentioned it to me. I heard it the first time when I was being ordained in this church. So, but when I was growing up, everybody would say that, not this one. This one cannot be a pastor. But to God be the glory. You know, God have done what he did in my life through this church. I gave my life to God in 1991. And that was in Enugu through my sister, if he was here. She gave me a ticket to businessman fellowship meeting. I got there, you know, just to see what they are doing there. So when I do the altar call, it was as if that people are pushing me, you know, to get up. So I was like, okay, I want to get up to go and answer the altar call. But no other person is coming, you know, coming up. So until towards the last minute, I got up, went out there. After the prayer, I look at the line. There's up to 17 people with me. So then that was how I left. The same year, I left Enugu to come to Lagos. That was how God brought me in this church. And ever since then, I really thank God. God embedded in me the passion for mission because of, you know, our Father here and the mighty man of God that God has really used. In fact, I don't even know what a mission was before. But seeing what the church is doing, before I traveled to Germany, I made a commitment to God. I said to God, it does not matter wherever I go, I will support mission. I wasn't planning to go for mission. I said I will support mission. And that's what I did. You know, when I left, when I heard about Boko Haram, I summoned my church over there. We came here. I personally went to meet them there and gave whatever, you know, we have for them. So that's even to Ukraine. I was doing that before God called me. And let me start with my family. Let me show this. I'm a father of 5 children. These are the 4. These are the first lady, my wife. Then this is where my big boy visited us. He's in a university in Germany. And so, when God called me to go to Ukraine, it was when my mother-in-law was sick. And my wife called me because they went on vacation. My wife called me and told me, hey, my mother is sick. Please come because I have to stay with her in the hospital. So I went there. I was very busy with my job. But I told them that, hey, I have to leave because my wife needed me. So I went to Ukraine. So when I was praying for the woman to recover, and a lot of people are committing suicide. In fact, I witnessed 3 suicides that week, you know, that month. And I started asking God, what is this? And that was when God gave me the word in Matthew you know, that harvest is plenty and the laborers are few. So, and the next page says, pray that God will bring. And I was like, I said, okay. I started praying that God will bring workers. As I was praying, and God was pointing at me, what are you doing? What are you doing? I said to God, I've been in mission. I've been supporting mission. I mean, in fact, this time around, I came here. I came also with a mission gift. So, but it never left me. At work, anyway, I work in Germany then as a translator. I work with the German, the highest criminal police department in Germany, in Bayern. That's where I work for since 2025 till 2017 when I left. So that was where I worked, you know. So, and I was like, that was when I was on top of my life. And God is telling me to go to Ukraine. I said, no. Let me see what I'm going to do. I didn't tell my wife because within that time, my wife has a problem with the family. And she made a comment, I will never come back in this land again. So when we left, 4 months when we left, God spoke to me about going to Ukraine. I didn't tell her. But later, I said, okay, let me tell her. I told her about it. And she said to me, you know what, John? You can go. I'm not going anywhere. You know, I said, hey, I told you, just pray. If God says go, we go. If he says no, we stay. So after months, I don't know exactly how much, and the Lord spoke to her. And that was how we went to Ukraine. So, but before we left, I asked God, what would I be doing there? I mean, I don't know this language. I'm a translator, English, German. How can I, what would I do there? So I was praying. I said, God, I'm not going to go until you tell me how I'm going to support my kids. And he says to me, he gave me Matthew 6:33. Seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and every other thing will be added unto you. My brother, this is what I left for Ukraine. And that was why when daddy wanted to send me, he said, oh, Joe, I wanted you to stay. There was a time he told me about going to London. You know, there was someone that said that, you know, for us to start the ministry there. I said, daddy, if it's a command, I will go. But this is what I know that God has spoken to me about Ukraine. And daddy was like, okay, pray about it again. If it's okay, then you go. And that was how I left. But God, you know, I made a covenant with God. I said to God, I want to trust you in this Ukraine I'm going. I'm not going to, you know, enroll for any kind of, you know, salary. Prove yourself. He said, I should trust you. I'm trusting you. I'm not going to call a family member or anybody. Just prove yourself. Child of God, that was 2018. To today, I have never called anybody for 1 cent. God has been provided for us. Somebody will call me from China or America or Nigeria that God told them, oh, take this $100, take this $100, take this $1,000, even from Nigeria. It's sometimes, you know, I witness this God as a different God. As you know, I mean, the difference between before and now, that is the truth. And God knows I'm saying the truth. It's because I have many in the bank that is, you know, that you are trusting there. But these days, I don't have in the bank, but every of my needs are met. And I meet even my children, all of them are in missing schools. So, and I, you know, you pay for missing school, you pay for school in Ukraine, not in, like in Germany. You know, everything paid. No one have ever stayed. Maybe one day without going to school because of money. So we are serving a living God. I have experienced this God differently. And that is why that this song means so much. I am serving a God that all things are possible. It's going, June this year, we'll make it 5 years. We left for this mission. And God has been faithful. Hallelujah. Then when I ask God the vision, when I ask God, what do you want me to do in Ukraine? He gave very, very simple. Build on people. go and build on people. That's in Thessalonians 5:11. So, and I was like, okay. So, I did not go there just to start building church. For 3 years, what I was doing, going from one church to another church, you know, preaching the word of God, trying to, you know, concentrating on the youth. So, what I did again is that I went to Germany, buy, you know, fitness kits, because my eye was on the youth. So I bought fitness gadgets or whatever you can call it. So, and I kept on. So we started fitness. We call it Fitness for Jesus every Saturday. So we do it. After that, we go on coffee time, and that's the time we need to. And it was really booming. I have the picture, but I did not load it here. It's a video. It's very long. I cannot. So please, if you need to know more about me or any question, I have everything that I've said here. I can show you if it did not come up here. So what am I trying to say? We are serving a living God, a God of faithfulness. You know, sometimes he's waiting for us, you know, to make a move before that, you know, he will do what he said that you do. In everything that God says, there's always a part that you have as a man. You know, just like Pastor said before, you know, that is a cooperation. If we did not cooperate, if two did not agree together, I tell you, the result won't be the same. So, and I come to understand that this God is a living God. Okay, let me talk about the war. When the war was building up, I asked myself, what would I do? What would I do? But before the war, let me show you some pictures. What we are doing before the war. We, you know, I went there as, this is America. There's a picture I did not want to show you for concerning this place, because there's it's something that most people may not like to see. But if you want to see it, please come to me, I'll show you. We went to this, look at the date here. 2021, and we repeated it. There's another one we repeated about 2 months before the war came. This place now is already, Marinka is already destroyed. And there was one event that happened in a market where we preached the word of God, and we see dead bodies lying. That was one I said I don't want to show it. We see dead body lying. So when I saw it, I was grieved in my spirit. So it is something that we don't understand. You know, when we hear about war is something you don't wish your enemy. You don't wish your enemy about. You know, it is something that when war comes now, you see all this, you know, fighting for money for this. Nobody cares. I have been to a city. If you see mansions, a swimming pool, everything, nobody lived there for 2-3 years now. Was in Ukraine. Nobody lived there. Complete city. So, this is the very man that God used to bring me in Ukraine, and I'm working with him, Alexander. So this is what we are doing. Before this time, we always take things and go to this part of Ukraine that they have less. And then when the war came, I was praying, asking the Lord, what would I do? What would I do? And there's an incident that happened that I really want to leave Ukraine. I wouldn't say hatred, but I mean, I said to God, it's about time to leave. Because the corruption in there affected me. And at the end of the day, what did I do? I was praying and praying and praying and praying, and God, 2 days, on the 22nd of February, the war started to 24th, and God spoke to me and said to me, stay in this place. I'm going to bless you. And once something happened, I was there, and the evacuators came with their bus, long bus, yellow bus. You know where they parked? In front of my house. And people are rushing, getting inside our car. And I was, my kids are at the window looking at it, and I myself looking at it, you know. So that was the biggest attempt, you know. See, you can only just take a bag, enter that car, and go where you want to go. And all will be history. But I was thinking about the Word of God in the physical sense. And I said, what? You know what? I don't care whether they want, let them come inside my compound. And I'm not going in there. So, but one thing I wanted to, you know, emphasize is that I'm always in agreement with my wife. That woman, you see, is a blessing. She's really, there's no way I could get to where I am today if not for her. So I give God the glory for a woman that always stands, you know, beside the pastors. Hallelujah. So, even till today, I'm talking to you, she has not, you know, gotten it that easy. But she moves along. And when I see her moving along, she's just like, a power added unto me. So, when the war came, finally, that was the time that things started happening. On the fourth thing that happened in my house was on the 13th of March. And that's the day I started praying to God, you know, as Jehovah, the bomb protector. Why do I do that? This bomb, I don't know what they call that bomb, but it's not an ordinary bomb. And it's Ukrainians that bombed us. Because the Russians came and stayed, you know, I don't know how many battalions. They came and, you know, besieged us. So we are target. The Ukrainians are targeting us, and they are from there because they want to go to Kyiv. My house is just about 40, 50 kilometers to Kyiv. So when they started, you know, bombarding us, that day one bomb fell in my compound. And it was just where we are, what we are doing that day, to God be the glory. Our neighbor, we invited them to come. And we started ministering to them. There are about eight of them, seven or eight of them. We started ministering to them. I was like, war is here. If you die, where will you go? And we led them to Christ. So all of them gave their life to Jesus. And when I was hugging this man, you know, I have a glass door. I was hugging this man. Then, lo and behold, this bomb landed in my compound, just about seven steps from where I was standing. And this bomb blast destroyed that house here, destroyed the house here. In my house that day, we came out in the morning, saw the particles of the bomb laying at the bottom of my house like this. There is no, till today, there is no point in the wall standing. And that's why I call him the God, the protector of home, because I saw Jesus standing like this. Shared enough. Do you know why? Because we are doing his business. There is no way. The evacuators, the people that came later when the Russians left, because daddy was disturbing me, leave. I said, okay, I'll take the keys, you know, to Germany, and later I'll come back. So, they came. The man has been to war in before. So the man was like looking around. He says that I did not believe in God. But see what I see today, there must be one. He was like, why wasn't this? Not a scratch with the first bomb. Then on the 15th of March, there are because the Russians are looting people, going house to house, looting people with guns, raping people, hanging people. And they came to my house, four of them with their rifle. And then dollar, dollar, dollar. So I don't have no dollar here. Search the house, there's no dollar, there's no euro. But anything you see, take. They take things, you know, in my house, you know, I don't know, maybe about 7,000, 8,000, 9,000 euros. And even at that, they started pressing me. All the computer, they took all the computer, they took everything, both laptops, everything. Watch, they took my. So, and I said to them, I don't have any money. And the commander said to him, so that's one of them, shoot him. The guy was like, what? He said, shoot him. He said, for real? He said, shoot him. He was having his gun, the machine gun. You know what the guy did? Did hand in the hands and bring up a pistol. 2 meters. Just like here. Sorry. Like there. In my laps. And I thank God that my keys was not there. Anyway. So, because if they're there, maybe that something might happen. So anyway, that was how that bullet, because I could not go anywhere. There was a sister that was, you know, helping at the cleaning and you know, doing she was doing a good job, but she never knew that the bullet was inside. The first mystery is that miracle. Is that how would that gun, the bullet went just for 3 centimeters? You know, it's supposed to come out here, or maybe the bone will stop it, but no. Three, just went 3 centimeters and stopped. So when I got to, finally, started after 8 days, it started decaying. And my wife said, nah, I'm not going to stay here, and my husband will die. And she said, I will go to the commandant to tell him. So he went to the commandant and said, please, it's either you could treat my husband and you allow him to leave. Child of God, what I'm talking about is, children of God, what I'm talking about is, for one good month, day and night, bomb is coming in and going out. Bomb is coming in and going out. So, and finally, what happened was that they allowed me, they called the Ukrainians, they agreed, you know, to stop for a while, and they took me to the hospital, you know, to Kyiv. That's where they operated me and took away the bullet. And the final one that happened, that was on the 26th, that was the last bomb and that was the one that I thought that everything is leveled. But we came out, the house there we are burning, here, and that's not good. My daughter was playing in the house of my neighbor, our last neighbor. And when the bomb started falling, my wife was like, where are the kids? I said, don't worry, don't go outside. Don't worry, they'll come. So immediately, we saw them running, 8 of them, including my daughter. So when they came, 2 minutes, that house was down. The mother, their great-grandmother, who was in there, that couldn't run, that was my first burial as a pastor. I buried her that day. So my son and this family, if I did not stay, would have been dead people today. So, you see, what God is doing. Where am I? Let me show you something before I stop. I brought this because I want to show you what it looks like. This, I got this thing from inside the wall. I'll pass it around, please. Inside the wall, this is how, this is the particle of the bomb. This thing you see can kill 5 people at a time. It broke the wall from my neighbor, broke my own wall, broke my garage, broke inside, in fact, 5 or 6 blocks. And stock was stuck in there. That was where we found out we were trying to build, you know, repair the things that was destroyed. The whole windows in my house, the whole doors, we have about 25 doors. Only two were saved. Every other one destroyed. So, there was, can you show please the gas cooker? That's one thing I want, that's the message I want to leave here today. You know, this gas cooker was given to me by a Russian soldier. And this man is a commander or whatever, I don't know what he is. So, his name is Dima. He came to my house when this bomb landed. And when he found out that we are alive, he said to me, please pray for me. You are a man of God. He said, this bomb that he was crying where he was when he saw that it was in my house. Well, says that for this to happen, you are a man of God. And normally when he came to my house, he carried gun. He doesn't leave his gun, no army. But that day, he left his gun, took away his cap, and kneeled down, and I prayed for him. And when I was praying for him, the Lord said to me, tell him not to go to Kiev. Because if you go this way, he will die. And I said, Dima, God said that I should tell you, don't go this way. If you go this way, it's your end. Three battalions that tried to go to Kiev, none of them came back. None of them came back to the glory of God. But I still believe that this man will make it because I prayed for him. Please, one good information I want to give. Do I still have time? No. One information I want to give, please. I want to tell everybody, because this is an international meeting. Anybody who comes to Ukraine as a child of God, please don't pay for hotel. We have a place for you. Please, don't pay for hotel. If it's close to Kiev, call me anywhere you are. I'll come and pick you, because God have asked us to stay and we'll be there. Amen. Hallelujah.
Wow. You know, David said in Psalm 27, verse 3, that even though war rise up against me. And I think this would be, I think this would be a good time for us to pray for our pastor, pray for the work that he's doing. He's taking a bullet for Jesus. That risk will not be wasted. In Jesus' name. Nigeria faced a civil war. And Pastor Austin, when I was doing his biography, mentioned that there was an American, a man called Robert. He stayed back and he was preaching, witnessing Scripture Union. He reached so many young people. Our pastor was about 16 then. Now, one interesting thing that happened was after that war, there was revival in Nigeria. War is a terrible thing. But if you believe with us, let's trust God for revival in Ukraine. Amen? That there will be a massive harvest of souls. So please, if you don't mind, let's be upstanding as I invite Pastor Joe to come and kneel. And let's all stretch forth our hands from this global altar to empower him for the next phase of the job. That the Lord will anoint him with grace. Talking about a billion harvest of souls. Let there be some thousands, some tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands that will come from Ukraine in the mighty name of Jesus. Stretch forth your hands and pray for him. Look, pray for fresh anointing. Pray for fresh insight. The Bible says, greater love have no man than this, that a man will lay down his life for his friends. He laid down his life for the Ukrainians. In the midst of the war, many people ran away. But the good shepherd can lay down his life for the flock. He stayed back. He stayed back in the country. He prayed for the people. He received relief and gave to many in the midst of the battle. Let's pray for him, that the Lord will keep him, the Lord will strengthen him. Let's pray for his wife, let's pray for his children. Let's pray for resources to rebuild all that they have lost. Let's pray for greater wisdom, for greater grace. Let's say, God, make him a great harvester of souls in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name we pray. And God's people say, amen. Please, you may be seated. We'll take the next message and permit me to just read out a little bit of the profile of our next minister. He was introduced yesterday. So please just help me welcome Dr. James Wang. Put your hands together for him as he comes up.
기뻐하게 현장에 하나님께서 역사하시고 일하시는 걸 많이 봅니다. 기뻐하게.
You know, we see on the persecution God was victorious to bring revival.
대부분의 그 기뻐하게 현장 또 서퍼링의 현장에 하나님이 역사하는 것들을 경험합니다.
When persecution is there, when oppression is there, when affliction is there, God works in grace.
전 우크라이나 전쟁 일어났을 때 딱 드는 생각이 하나님께서 우크라이나에 부흥이 오겠구나. 수많은 영혼이 구원되는 역사가 일어나겠구나. 그런 마음을 주셨습니다.
So when Ukraine, when we heard the news of Ukraine and what is going on, the first thing that came to my mind was that God is at work. God is going to do special things for the Ukrainians to rise up for the Europe.
그래서 하나님께서 유럽을 깨워야 되는데 다시 한번 유럽의 복음화가 재복음화가 이루어져야 되는데 그 하나님께서 우크라이나를 쓰시고 역사하실 것을 믿습니다.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks. 어제 그래서 제가 이제 섬기는 그 입장에서 어떤 마인드를 가지고 해야 되는가 이 holy, humble, hidden, hungry라고 네 가지로 섬기고 있습니다.
You know, as a servant of God, I often think about the kind of attitude, the kind of mindset we ought to have, and I kind of sum it up in this way. Number one is holy. And two, humble, three, hidden, and four, hungry. This is the kind of attitude or the mindset that we ought to have as God's servants.
그래서 빌리오스 하비스트의 그 전 세계 리더들이 모여서 정말 그 킹덤 서번트의 공동체가 되는 그래서 이 마지막 시대의 대추수와 연합을 실행하고 셀레리를 시키는
One of the vision is for the Billions of Harvest is being a catalyst for the global cooperation for the Great Commission in this last day. So we have a number of leaders, global leaders coming together, and we also talk about the kind of servanthood, servant mindset we have to have, and hence holy, humble, and hidden.
그리고 이 어떤 기념비를 만드는 그 어떤 장소와 역사에 초점을 맞추는 것이 아니라 하나님께서 행하시는 킹덤 허브가 되는 그런 기도하고 있습니다.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We know monuments are out there in the world, and for us, it's not just a monument. We want to create. We want to have platforms that can serve as a kingdom of where people can gather together. Not only that, be inspired and empowered to mobilize for global mission.
특별히 이제 빌리언스 월 하비스트라는 명칭은 그 캠퍼스 크루세이드의 설립자인 빌 브라이트 박사가 돌아가시면서 유언한 것입니다.
The phrase "Billion Soul Harvest" actually was coined by Bill Bright, the founder and the leader of Campus Crusade for Christ, or now is known as True in U.S.
근데 이제 그때 2005년에 그 유형을 집행하기 위해서 전 세계 리더들이 모인 달라스에서 모인 적이 있어요.
So it was coined in 2002, but in 2005, people gathered from all over the places to talk about the billion soul harvest and how we can measure and materialize that dream.
네, 이제 그것이 계속되지 못한 상태에서 하나님께서 또 다시 시작하게 하시는 은혜가 있었습니다.
But for a few years, it got stagnant, and now God, just in an amazing way, of bringing all the global leaders to come around again to have a platform called Billion Soul Harvest, where people can be mobilized, inspired, and empowered for a global great harvest in this last day.
그래서 이분이 이제 지금 새로 캠퍼스 크루세이드의 프레젠트가 되신 분인데 이분을 만났더니 그래서 이 빌리언 소울에서 설명을 했더니 이분이 막 눈물을 흘리면서 감격해하는 자기들이 해야 될 일인데.
So the person far right is the current president of True in U.S. and we got to share the Billion Soul Harvest and all of a sudden he was in tears listening to this vision that is and believing that is from God.
그래서 이제 가장 중요한 것은 그 실행하는 것이니까 이제는 그 전략도 중요하고 회의도 중요하지만 마지막 이 정말 현재 추수하게 된 이 시기에 실행하는 것이 중요하다는 거예요.
Yeah, vision very important, and we're here to talk about prayer and strategy, very important. But now it's time to implement to be in action for global great.
근데 전 세계에 다 현재 추수하게 됐기 때문에 그들 인식하고 실행하는 것이 중요해요.
We see the harvest is plenty everywhere, and God is creating all these opportunities in momentum in the global village for the great harvest.
그래서 이미 그 전략을 하나 주님이 주셨는데 기도하라는 것이 기도하라는 것. 추수할 일꾼이 정말 부족하기 때문에 기도하라고 이야기하는 것.
So first of all, we ought to be in prayer, and we understand that it's time for breakthrough prayer. It's time for all of us to come together in unity to send workers for the harvest that is plenty everywhere.
그래서 이 기도하라는 말은 단순히 기도하라는 말이 아니라 정말 간절한 마음으로 거지가 부활하듯이 간절한 마음으로 브렉스루 프레이를 하라는 것이.
You see, in English it says ask the Lord, but that's a mistranslation. The original word for really asking and praying unto the Lord is a fervent prayer. It's a cry out loud prayer. It's like a beggar wanting and desiring a food to survive. That's the kind of prayer that is actually recorded in the original language.
샌드 아웃이라는 이 말도 마찬가지인데 단순히 보내라는 말이 아니라 던져버리라, 에크발로라는 말인데 흩어버리라, 던져버리라, 강제로 흩어라는 얘기예요.
He sent out also has a very strong connotation in the original word. It's not just sending people who are sending mission things. It's actually casting out, throw workers out in the field because it's fast, it's the plenty, the harvest is out there. So we need to like just create a dynamic to send them, to cast workers out there in the field.
그 아랍에미레이트에 갔는데 여기 그 나이지리아에서 온 우리 형제들이 노동자로 왔는데 여기 와서 이제 복음을 전하고 있는 걸 볼 수 있어요. 나이지리아.
So these are from Nigeria, but I met them, a group of Nigerians in Dubai area, and they were not too far from Dubai, and they were gathering, and these are being trained as God's people to be sent for workers, as workers to for the great harvest.
자진해서 간 게 아니라 어쩔 수 없이 갔는데 하나님께서 이들을 사용하신다는.
Funny thing is that they did not intend to be there as missionaries, but it's just somehow, because of work, because of situations, they are there. And then, on the mission field, in the harvest field, they are being now trained. But God works mysteriously.
필리핀에 워커들인데 마찬가지로 이분들이 본래 선교하러 온 게 아니고 돈을 벌러 왔는데 와서 비전을 받고 선교사가 돼서 헌신하고 있는 필리핀 사람들.
These are Filipinos in Dubai. I had an amazing time with them. In fact, Filipinos are everywhere lately. And what's funny is that they came originally for work, for money, to make money for their family. But amazingly, when they are in a foreign land, they encounter God. They are being trained. They are being mobilized. Their heart is pumped up, fired up for great harvest in the last day.
그래서 땅끝까지 가라 그랬는데 안 가기 때문에 하나님께서 이 나라의 전쟁을 통해서 수많은 그 무슬림들이 흩어가지고 복음을 전하게.
It's like Jerusalem, you know, God says, you go and make disciples. You go to the ends of the world and we're not being obedient. So God is creating a situation where God is shaking up the waves, the stormy sea, and creating ways for people to be sent, people to be dispersed for a lot of reasons. Wars, conflicts, and all these civil wars. And by then, God is, in a way, dispersing people all over the places.
그리고 이 이미그레이션을 통해서 전 세계 7억의 인구들이 이동하고 있으면서 이동을 통해서 하나님께 역사하시는.
You see, right now, about 700 million people are like, what do you call that? On mobile. They travel, they work, they like move one location to another. And these are a great asset for great evangelism.
그리고 이 빌리어스 하비트 모임을 준비하는데 워싱턴 스테이트의 한 목사님이 이 그 사진을 보내왔어요. 그림을 보내왔어요.
We were preparing a number of global gatherings in the U.S. One pastor from Washington State sent this picture to me.
길을 가다가 차를 타고 가다가 보니까 트랙터가 추수를 하고 있었는데 부족하니까 또 한 대가 온 것을 이제 봤는데 그때 하나님께서 말씀하실 때 이 말씀을 하는 거예요. 바로 이제 스톰이 오기 전에 빨리 두 배 일을 해야 된다는 긴박감을 주셨다는 거예요.
So as he was seeing this, as he was driving and see this scenery, beautiful scenery, where a tractor is being mobilized for harvest, and then he saw something, he noticed something different. It's got two tractors on the side, and he realized the side is the time, it's the urgent. There's a great storm coming, so the farmer is mobilizing double the harvest, utilizing doubling the tractors. And there is a spiritual analogy to it.
지금 은혜일 때고 복음을 전할 수 있는 때이기 때문에 이제 폭풍이 오기 전에 전할 수 없는 때가 오기 전에 빨리 전해야 돼. 절박함을 우리에게 주시는 거예요.
Right now we live in the time of grace, but soon the end will come. We sense the urgency of time, and before it's too late, we need to double the effort. We need to come together in unity. We need to mobilize together and collaborate together for a great harvest before it's too late.
그래서 우리가 이 10년 동안, 앞으로 10년 동안 이 절박한 상황이기 때문에 이 네 가지의 특성을 가지고 이 네 가지를 가지고 돌파해야 되는 거예요.
So we talk about these four characteristics in Billions to Harvest. Urgency is what we need to always remind ourselves, and implementation is, it's not time to talk about planning, strategy, or prayer. Yes, we need all that, but a lot of times we are not practicing it. We are not implementing it. Now is the time for implementation, and it needs to be accelerated, and we need breakthrough to cast down all the strongholds.
근데 이제는 우리가 실행하는 게 중요한데 이제는 기도만 할 것이 아니라 회의만 할 것이 아니라 영혼을 구하는 것이 필요하다. 절박하다는 거죠. 주님 오신다는 거죠.
As Stephen Mutua mentioned it earlier, right, it's time not only to pray, but put it into action. We are not only intercessors, but we are called to be God's witness, believing and sharing the good news to people.
하나님께서 우리에게 겨자씨만한 믿음을 요구하실까? 많은 걸 요구하는 게 아니라 겨자씨 한 알만의 믿음 심으면 산으로 하나님이 옮기시겠다는 거예요.
What God anticipates from us is a mustard seed. It's not a big thing. God promises that if you sow a mustard seed of faith, how small that is, but if you practice it, the implementation is important. Let's not just talk about sowing the mustard seed. Let's actually plant the mustard seed. And God is able to do immeasurably great things once you start to implement and put it into
우리가 산을 옮기려고 하니까 힘든 거예요. 산을 옮기려고 하지 말고 믿음의 겨자씨를 심으면 하나님께서 하신다는 거죠.
Too many times we try to move the mountain. Moving the mountain is God's job. What we need to do is to plant the mustard seed. Put things in the motion. Small things first. Mustard seed of faith.
그래서 이 나비가 나비짓을 하면 바로 이것이 태풍을 일으키는데 하나님께서 나비 짓을 하지 않으면 안 된다는 거예요. 그자식을 안 심으면 안 난다는 것이에요.
You see, some of you are familiar with the butterfly effect. When a small butterfly actually wings its wings and it causes a major storm in some other places because the world is intrinsically, complexly related. And so what I'm talking about is the small things you do. You have no idea what God can do corporately and collaboratively, mobilizing all God's people in the whole world.
하나님께서 산을 옮기고 싶은데 아무도 심지 않기 때문에 믿음의 씨앗을 안 심기 때문에 하나님이 산을 못 옮기시는 거죠.
God is able and God desires to move the mountain and he's looking for those people who is going to plant that mustard seed of faith.
하나님께서 폭풍을 일으키고 싶은데 아무도 나빗짓을 안 하기 때문에 플랜트를 안 하니까 역사가 안 일어난다는 거예요.
You see, God wants to bring a big storm of grace. But we, he's looking for that butterfly who's willing to wing it, who's willing to put it into practice and implement it.
그 하나님께서 우리에게 나를 믿는 자는 나의 하는 일을 할 것이보다 큰 것도 한다고 하나님께서 이미 우리에게 말씀하신 거예요.
I tell you the truth. Anyone who has faith in me, anyone who's willing to put a faith, even if that means a mustard seed-like faith, will do what I have been doing. He will do even greater things than this because I am going. To the Father, the moving the mountain is in the hand of God, but it's time for us to see, to plant the seed.
아프리카는 정말 great country인데, great continent인데 여기 있는 분들이 하나님 앞에 기도할 때 정말 하나님 사이즈의 기도를 하고 믿음으로 달려가는 게 필요한 거예요.
Africa is a great continent. We all know that. Now it's time for Africans to rise up to bless Africa and beyond. You put into prayer. It's time for great prayer. It's time for great breakthrough. It's time for great harvest.
저는 세네갈의 그 고래섬이라는 데를 한번 갔었어요. 세네갈에.
One time I went to Senegal to a place called
고래 island. 그래서 근데 거기 장소에 300년 동안 그 2천만 명의 노예들이 전 세계로 팔려간 현장이었어요.
This is a special location because for 300 years, 20 million Africans were sold as slaves.
근데 거기서 죽고 가다가 죽고 절반은 죽고 절반은 살아서 미국에 도착. 아메리카에 도착.
So many people have shed blood in that island, in that special place. Sometimes died there, sometimes being sold, and on the way died, and then they died in the foreign land as slaves.
이제는 그런 비극에 너무너무 큰 서퍼링을 가진 이 아프리카를 하나님이 사용하실 때가 됐다는 거예요.
See, Africa is not foreign to tragedy. It's not foreign to affliction, suffering. But remember, God always uses those who have been afflicted and suffered.
중국의 목사님 한 분이 이제 한국에 오셨는데요. 이분이 이제 말씀을 전하기 전에 갑자기 무릎을 꿇으면서 우리 중국 사람이 한국을 5천 번이나 침략을 했다 지금까지. 그러니까 그걸 제가 사죄한다고 이제 고백하는 걸 제가 들었어요.
One time the big leader of China came to Korea and we had a chance to meet him and then he just knelt down all of a sudden begging for forgiveness to Koreans. And why are you doing that? And he said, we China have invaded Korea for 5,000 times in the many, many thousands of years.
일본의 목사님이 오셔가지고 또 무릎을 꿇고 우리가 그렇게 한국을 괴롭힌 것에 대해서 사죄한다고 이야기해요.
We have the same experience with Japanese leaders. They came to Korea and did the same thing because Japan also have invaded Korea many times.
하나님께서 그 당하기만 했던 한국을 고통을 당했던 한국을 쓰셔서 마지막 시대에 정말 선교의 주자로 이렇게 삼으시면 너무 감사합니다.
For 5,000 years, Korean history. It's filled with invasion. Never invaded any country, but always have been invaded by China or Japan or surrounding countries, suffering in a big time. And for 5,000 years, it's an incredible affliction and suffering. But the Christianity came, and God used a small country like Korea, who have been suffering, who have been afflicted, but transformed by the blood of Jesus Christ to rise up as mission-sending nations.
하나님께서 아프리카를 동일하게 쓰실 정말 이 너무너무 고통을 겪은 이 아프리카를 하나님이 이제 쓰실 때가 왔고 이제 아프리카의 황금의 시대가 왔다는 것입니다.
What I'm trying to say is that I have deepest conviction for the continent of Africa who have suffered so much. The history tells about the suffering. But now it is time. It is time for God to rise Africans to not only bless, not only bring changes in Africa, but to for the Africa to be the epicenter of Christianity to bless the whole world. It has, the time has come.
그래서 여러분이 기도해야 되는데 내게 내 입을 크게 열라 내가 채우리라고 말씀하셨기 때문에 이 말씀에 의해서 하나님 앞에 기도하는 것이 필요합니다.
We are looking at the golden age for Africa. So now I challenge you, open your mouth wide and feed and expect great things and just anticipate what God is going to use you to bless the whole world in this missional prayer movement.
아프리카에 일어나라. 아프리카에 일어나라.
Arise Africa, arise Africa.
하나님께서 아프리카를 통해서 마지막 세계 선교를 마무리하실 그날을 바라보며 기도하고 있습니다.
I am convicted that in this last days, Africa continent will be the last runner, bringing gospel in every places in the world, bringing true change and transformation of the world as we anticipate our doom. The Christ is great return to us.
문제는 작게 기도한다는 거예요. 나와 내 자신만을 위해서 우리 단체만을 위해서 교회만을 위해서 기도하기 때문에 하나님 일하실 수 없다.
So dream big and pray big. It's no law. Of course we do pray for our family and children and all that, but I challenge you to have an audacious dream and pray for audacious vision, God-sized dream. You pray for that.
하나님께서 역사하실 수 있는 그릇을 준비하라는 거예요. 마음껏 채울 수 있는 그릇을 준비하라.
Enlarge your vessel because God is ready. God is willing to use Africans to bless nations. So you need to enlarge your vessel so that God can fill you and what has been filled that you can bless others.
저는 빌리언스 홀 하비스트를 이렇게 일하면서 너무 감사하는 것은 인류 역사상 어느 누구도 하나님 앞에 기도하지 못했던 10억의 영혼을 달라고 기도하는 얼마나 그 담대한 기도, 인류 역사상 가장 위대한 기도를 할 수 있다는 것을 너무 감사합니다.
I am personally so honored and so privileged that I get to even talk about billion souls. Billion souls is not a small number. It's God-sized number. But that because we believe in God and because nothing is impossible in Christ and everything is doable, that I get to pray for billion souls to be won by Christ, for Christ.
그리고 빌리언 소울 하비스트를 하다 보니까 모든 나라가 다 품게 되는 거야. 모든 나라가 다 회복돼야 되고 부흥이 모든 교회가 모든 교단이 모든 단체가 다 회복돼야 되기 때문에. 하나님께서 엄청나게 넓혀주십니다.
You see, God, as I was praying, as I had to pray for Billion Soul Harvest, it was changing my heart first. Because Billion Soul Harvest is not going to be done by one person, one church, one institution, one organization. It has to be done by the body of Christ, united together. So my heart is so pumped up to pray for our nation, pray for all nations. Pray for all people and all language, and my heart is so challenged.
아프리카가 이를 주도하기를 바라고 정말 이니셔티브를 가지고 아프리카 빌리언 소울을 주도하는 역사가 일어나기를 바랍니다.
And now I pray for Africans that not only you passively join, but it is time for you to be actively, proactively, be the initiator, be the first implementer for bringing the gospel to the ends of the world.
하나님의 뜻인가 이렇게 많은 분들이 질문을 해서 제가 이 말씀 하나님께서는 모든 사람이 구원받기를 원하신다.
Sometimes people ask, "Billion Soul Harvest, is that possible?" Why I say this way, it is possible because it is to the core of our heart. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Lord, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. Our Father was not just 8 billion, but 8 billion, all people to be saved, every man to be saved. If that's our Father's heart, then that should be our heart as well.
그래서 우리가 이걸 기도하다가 하나님께서 빌리언 소울이라는 비전을 다시 회복시켜 주셨어요.
So God just giving me this vision of billions to harvest. And we're not just talking about a numerical of a billion, but billions of people.
그다음 하나님께서 핵심은 기도하는 것이. 기도하면 하나님께서 불을 주시는.
See, prayer important because as we took time, take time to pray, God fires up our hearts.
그 하나님께서 우리에게 이 세 가지의 기도를 형태를 주셨는데, supplication, prayer, intercession.
You know, you're familiar with this verse in 1 Timothy 2, where there are three kinds of prayer: supplications, prayers, and intercession.
특별히 나이지리아 그 선거를 앞두고 좀 하나님 앞에 기도해야 될 때 중요하죠.
So, well, we have to be praying for that in Nigeria.
제가 한국에 next. 예, 네, 그 전에 포스터 있는 거죠. 아, 그다음
next.
오케이. 제가 이제 작년 그 4월달에 하고지 그 2월달 작년 2월 재작년 4월에 두 차례에 걸쳐서 한국에서 이제 기도회를 제가 주도한 적이 있어요.
Last year, I had an opportunity and privilege to host a big gathering, a national prayer gathering, one for young generation and one for the whole nation, national prayer in fasting.
이때 지방선거가 있었고 대통령 선거가 있었어.
But what happened in April? What happened? Another happened in February, and actually this one coincided with the local governor's election, and this one happened to align with the presidential election in Korea.
한국이 참 너무 안타깝게도 이 좌파 세력에 의해서 나라가 지배당하는 이제 그런 어려움이 있었습니다.
It's a long story, but one time, you know, the previous government was far left government.
이게 너무 안타까운 마음인데, 왜냐하면 한국은 한국이라는 나라는 이 코뮤니스트, 그 북한과 남한이 대결하고 있는데, 이것은 단순한 그 대결이 아니고 킹덤 크래시거든요. 정말 하나님의 나라와 우상의 나라의 대결인데, 그 북한에 동조하는 그런 정치 세력이 이제 집권을 하고 있을 때 굉장히 안타까운 마음이죠.
Korea is divided by North and South. It's not just a communism versus democracy. There's more spiritual warfare that is going on, and it is so essential to have the right government. But unfortunately, our government at the time was far left, very liberal regime, who actually coincided with a lot of propaganda with North Korea. Very unfortunate.
너무 어려운 상황인데 누가 대통령이 될지 모르는데 모든 목사님들이 낙담하고 한국에 소망이 없다고 이렇게 한숨을 쉬는 그런 시기였어요.
So because Korea was ruled by very lefty, you know, liberal political party that was going under it very fast, and so many pastors and so many Christians they were quite discouraged and disillusioned by what was going on, because it was almost coming to a point where Christianity is being persecuted by our own government in a democratic system. So they were like kind of discouraged.
목사님들을 모아놓고 제가 이야기를 했는데, 기도해 봤냐? 하나님 앞에 이의를 놓고 살아계신 하나님 앞에 이것을 움직여달라고 나라를 구해달라고 기도해 봤냐? 이렇게 이야기를.
So many leaders and the spiritual leaders and pastors were hopeless. They were just feeling hopelessness and discouragement and not knowing what to do and disillusion. And I challenge them. Yes, that is the fact and reality, but have you really knelt down and prayed unto God who can really bring the change to this nation?
한숨만 쉬지 말고 하나님 앞에 기도하자고 얘기했는데 많은 분들이 동참을 해가지고 하나님 앞에 기도하게 됐어요. 금식하면서 기도하게 됐어요.
Sigh, hope in hopelessness. Let's really cry unto the Lord for a new beginning, new generation. And surprisingly, so many leaders come together to pray and to honor God and all that.
하나님께서 기도에 응답하셔서 0.8%의 차이로 정말 이제 우리가 기도하는 분이 이렇게 되게 됐어요.
And by God's grace, the result was just stunning. only 5.8% discrepancy, the president who is for Christianity has become the president. Hallelujah.
The 핵심은 우리가 염려하는 것이 아니라 보좌 앞에 나가서 보좌를 움직이는 기도를 해 반드시 하는 것이에요. 기도했느냐 하는 것이에요.
So, do you worry? Is there some issues? Obviously we do. In Nigeria, the election is coming up. There are a lot of things we can be concerned and be worried, but have you prayed? Do you really believe in the amazing, miraculous work of God? That there is nothing impossible in God, then God can answer our prayer. Hallelujah.
그래서 제가 볼 때 이제 한국도 마찬가지인데 노스코리아, 사우스코리아의 문제가 아니라 이것은 하나님의 나라와 우상의 나라의 대결인데 나이지리아도 마찬가지로 단순한 대결이 아니라 정말 이 무슬림과 크리스찬 하나님과 정말 이 이방 종교의 대결인데 바로 이것은 킹덤 클래시로 이해하는 게 참 중요하다.
See, just in case of Korea, it's not just a liberal versus conservative. There is more to it. There's a spiritual reality. There is a kingdom clash between the kingdom of God and the kingdom of the idols of this world. The same is true with Nigeria, and it is time for us to pray.
그래서 우리에게 돌파 기도가 필요한데 하나님 앞에 이 아까 말한 간구라고 하는 말은 그 supplication인데 이 말은 그 데에시스라는 헬라에서 옵니다. 이것은 너무너무 간절하게 하나님 앞에 그냥 기도하라는 게 아니라 간절한 마음으로 주시지 않으면 안 됩니다 하는 과부의 기도를 하라는 것이에요.
So we have to be in prayer, not just pray, kind of a cliche way of prayer, and I know you understand that, but it is time. That word supplicate, so we're praying for supplication, that word is also a very heavy, rich word where it's like a widow begging for mercy and then just grace. So we ought to be just urgently and immensely to kneel down and cry unto the Lord.
이 왕국의 대결, 영적인 대결이기 때문에 바로 이 문제는 하나님 앞에 서서 간절한 마음으로 온 마음을 다해서 하나님 앞에 기도할 때 역사가 일어난다는 거예요.
With everything in us, right? With all our heart and all our soul and all our mind, when we go before the throne of God and cry out to His throne to be moved and bless us, God will answer.
한국 사람들이 기도할 때 대부분이 소리를 지르는데 기도 시작할 때 주여, 주여, 주여 이렇게 소리를 지릅니다.
I don't know a little bit about Korean prayer, and it's not just Korean prayer, but the way we pray and cry out loud, we cry out loud, 주여, 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 주여 means Lord, I'm Adonai, Adonai Lord. So we, a lot of times, many Koreans, in a corporate prayer, we cry out loud, 주여, 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 Lord, Lord, Lord.
그래서 하나님께서 그래서 이제 많은 사람들이 코리안 스타일의 기도라고 하는데 이것은 코리안 스타일이 아니라 성경에서 이야기하는 이 기도라고 하는 말, 간구라고 하는 말은 바로 간절한 마음으로 소리 질러서 온 마음을 다해서 기도한다는 거예요.
Yeah, sometimes people talk about just crying out loud like this way. They kind of say it's Korean prayer, but it's not. It's actually a biblical prayer. There are many, many different kinds of prayer that is recorded in the prayer. And obviously, when you are praying for supplication, that's the kind of prayer as it is in New Testament. You cry out of your lung unto the Lord for His action to be performed on this earth.
그 빌리언스 라비트를 하면서 하나님 앞에 한 게 가장 잘한 게 있는데 기도하기로 작정한 것이에요. 그러니까 한국에서 이 기도팀을 만들어가지고 이 팀들이 기도하기로 작정하고 7개월 동안, 3개월 동안 미국을 다니면서 이 수많은 리더들을 만나고 기도하기로 작정한 것이 가장 잘한 것이에요. 하나님 역사하신 것이.
As God called us to resurrect the vision of billions to harvest that was coined by Bill Clyde, which had been standing for a while, as God was reviving this, we were so committed to prayer. So the first thing that we did was mobilizing intercessors. Intercessors of 30, intercessors of 100. I mean, and then we traveled for 3 months, we traveled for 7 months in the whole United States, visiting places where God is at work in a mighty way, leading all the prayer warriors to mobilize for this great vision.
다니면서 이 여기 이제 존 랍 목사님의 집에 뉴멕시코에 갔던 것이고.
On the bottom left is John Rapp's home.
여기는 이제 우리 톰 빅토 목사님 집에 우리 휴스턴에 텍사스에 갔.
Tom Victor's home.
그다음에 여기는 이제 신디 제이콥스 부부를 우리가 달라스에서 만나서 식사 대접을 받아.
And as you see, that Cindy Jacobs, the from home.
그다음에 여기는 이제 루이스 부시 박사 집에서.
And that's Dr. Louis Bush who coined the 1040 window as well as 414 movement.
그다음에 이제 마이크 비클, 아이홉의 마이크 비클을 만나서 또 이제 그 캔자스에서 기도를 했어.
And Michael Big of the International House of Prayer in Kansas.
전 미국을 다니면서 수많은 리더들을 만나서 도전하면서 하나님 앞에 확실하게 빌리온 소라미트를 하나님이 책임져달라고 하나님 앞에 기도하는 것이 가장 잘하는 것이.
We pray and we implement the prayer and we implement the actions as we travel mobilizing all the great leaders that God has been using.
그래서 저희가 하나님 앞에 이 미국을 그때 이렇게 다니면서 전 미국을 다니면서 기도했고 또 이 빌리온 소라비트 현장에 이 중보팀들이 와서 기도했고 또 현장에서 끝없이 기도하면서 하나님께서 역사하시는 것을 우리가 체험하게 됐어요.
Do you believe God answers our prayer? Amen. Where we've been traveling all over the places in U.S. mobilizing and reviving and receiving and confirming the vision of Billion Soul Harvest, traveling everywhere, and not only that, but every time we gather together for a global gathering or leaders gathering. We mobilize tens of hundreds of intercessors to back it up, and the result is amazing, fantastic, absolutely God's grace.
너는 내게 부르짖으라, 내가 네게 응답하겠고 놀라운 일을 보이겠다고 말씀하시.
Jeremiah 33:3, call to me, and I will answer you. I tell you marvelous and wondrous things that you could never figure out on your own.
네. 그래서 이제 놀랍게도 하나님께서 이 팬데믹 기간에 2021년 10월에 전 세계 45개국에서 127명의 리더가 모여서 빌리온 소울 하비스트를 선포하게 됐습니다.
So this happened in October 2021, still right in the middle of pandemic. It was not last year, but the year before, and all these great leaders all around the world from 40-50 countries, about 150 or so, and they gathered from everywhere, even in the midst of pandemic in Colorado Springs.
시작할 때는 이렇게 작은 수가 시작했지만 하나님께서 전 세계 리더들을 모아서 빌리온 소울 하비스트의 비전을 선포했는데 모든 사람이 막 뜨거운 가슴을 가지고 빌리온 소울 하비스트에 동참하면서 이 비전을 세계화하기를
원해요. We can only attribute to God because every time we gather together and cast the Billion Soul Harvest vision, all of a sudden, everyone's heart is pumped up, inspired, challenged, and impressed, and the Holy Spirit was working in a mighty way in the prayer gathering, all rising up in one accord for this vision.
그래서 모든 대륙으로 모든 나라로 확산되면서 이분들이 불덩어리가 돼서 지금도 빌리온 소울 하비스트를 하자고 계속 연락이 오고 있어요.
I don't have a whole lot of time to share all that, but right now, it's happening everywhere. It's like contagious, it's spreading in all the continents, in South America, Jamaica, everywhere. And then we have this gathering.
작년에는 두 번째 모였는데 그 670명의 리더가 글로벌 리더 인터세터들이 모여서 또 하나님의 역사를 이루게
됩니다. So we have many, many small gatherings in different continents and countries, and also we have some major global summit. And this was the major global summit that happened last year. So more than 700 people gathered together.
그래서 정말 이 소울 하비스트 영혼 구원의 축제가 일어나는 것이. 축제, festival.
So what we want to is a festival. A festival where God is doing Next. Something and then the last soul will come to the Lord. Remember that Luke chapter 15 says, when one comes to God, there is a cosmic party from one end of heaven to the other. And so it should be a festival.
그래서 많은 사람들이 하나님의 역사했다고 하는 이것이야말로 기적이라고 하는 정말 sign, wonder, miracle의 역사가 일어났어요.
Yeah, sign and wonder and miraculous things happen over the past few years carry this vision and share this vision is being owned by a lot of people, a lot of leaders, and it's just contagious.
그 이반젤리칼과 이스테포스탈 카리스마틱 하나가 돼서 하나님의 역사를 이루는 그레이트 유니티가 일어나고.
What's amazing is that denominational wall is coming down, and with this vision, evangelical, Pentecost, charismatic, all these different camps of Christian faith, because we believe in the soul-winning Great Commission, we're coming to be.
그 놀랍게도 작년 12월에 12월달에 뉴욕에서 전 세계 리더들과 교단의 리더들이 모여서 그러니까 전 세계 90%를 커버하는 전 세계 교회 리더들이 다 모여서 이제 2033년까지 이 완성하자고 하는 그레이트 커미션을 완성하자고 하는 결의가 있었습니다.
So last December in Manhattan we had a very special gathering, a gathering of 25 or so people who may actually happen to represent more than 90% of the Christianity in one way or another, and they were committed to 2033 vision.
그래서 마지막 하나님께서 이 하나님께서 우리에게 주신 이 마지막 사명을 완수할 때 연합해야 돼 하나가 되는 강력한 미션 포스가 필요한 것이.
So United Missions Force finish the task. This cannot be done by one person, right? One church, right? So we have to unite together. You and I need to come together, fulfilling and being obedient to the great. Commission that was coined by the very Jesus.
이 그림은 어떤 분이 기도하다가 환상으로 본 것을 그린 것인데요. 이 미국에서 이런 웨스턴 월드에서 이제 당겨가지고 이 화살이 이쪽을 통해서 이제 예루살렘까지 가는데 이제 전 세계 모든 나라들이 이제 하나가 돼서 이루, 그 미션을 이루어가는.
So, in a way, I found it to be very symbolic because in the modern Asia, America, yeah. U.S. has been a very strong force of missional movement, and it was like as if you pulling the arrow, and it was going that force. The mission force is going toward the west, going back to Jerusalem, everywhere, centering around.
이제 전 세계 킹덤 리소스들이 하나가 돼야 돼.
So. All the resources are coming together. We are in network and we're collaborating.
Next. 저는 이제 KW 코리안 월드 미션 어소시에이션을 섬기면서 어떻게 이제 마지막 세계 복음화를 완성할 것인가 이제 그런 연구들을 좀 했었습니다.
Well, Korean KWMA represents Korean World Mission Association, which represents 50,000 Korean world missionaries all over the world. And I was, he was in the, it was one of the present, and we had a lot of things going on together.
그다음에 우리가 빌런스홀 하비스트를 하면서 이제 우리가 가지고 있는 가장 중요한 아젠다들이 있는데, 그것 이제 제일 중요한 것은 하비스트 필드에 그 포커싱을 맞추니까 불이 붙는 데다가 기름을 붓자는 그런 전략을 가지고.
And we have number of focuses, but one thing that I want to highlight is that we have to be keen, we have to be sensitive to where God is. And four, instead of trying to bring God to where what I want to do, we need to be there where God is at work. And there are places that are strong anointing, and there is a fire. And what we want to do as Billions for Harvest, we want to pour oil. We want to pour more oil into the fire so that it would create a massive fire, not only for that region, but that would fire to spread around all around.
그래서 가장 많이 불이 붙고 있는 지역이 이제 아프리카와 인도라고 제가 생각하니까 이미 불이 붙고 있기 때문에 아프리카와 인도에 집중적으로 이제 기름을 붓는 것이 필요합니다.
I believe that there is already fire in the continent of Africa. Amen. And also India. God is at work in a mighty way. There is fire already. There is anointing already. And we want to help. We want to support.
그리고 모두 현재 거듭난 그리스도인을 우리가 온 빌리언으로 추산하기 때문에 전 세계의 모든 교회가 대가를 하면 10억이 되니까 모든 교회를 참여시키는 이 더블 타임 프로젝트인데.
You see, billion soul is very doable because already we have more than a billion professional Christians. According to stats, it's 1.2 billion. If every one person do its job, the calling of people witness doubling that number, which is a billion, no problem.
여러분에게 도전하고 싶은 것은 지금은. 내 교회나 단체에 집중하는 게 중요한 것이 아니라 바로 어린 양 예수님께서 어디로 가는지 거기에 따라가는 것이 중요하다는 거예요.
I want to really challenge you with this. It's no longer time to just pray for your own little problem, your own little church or congregation or little revival on your location. Those are important too. But what we need to be careful is that we need to understand where our land, our Christ is moving. He's moving fast, and you want to have an eye on him where he's going.
그리고 이제는 그리스도의 신부가 기도만 하던 그리스도의 신부가 이제는 군화를 신고 마지막 전쟁터로 뛰어드는 영원 구원의 전쟁터로 뛰어드는 시기라는
거예요. The church is the bride of Christ, amen. But it's no more. It's not time for beautify ourselves as a bride. There's no time to put on cosmetics and make it beautiful, create beautiful buildings or make our little places nice. It's no longer time for that. We have to, there is an urgency. It's, as you see the picture, the bride is tying her military boots up. It's time to rise up. It's time to put it into action. I think that was very symbolic.
바로 지금까지 여러분을 인도하시는 것이 바로 이 순간을 위해서 마지막 하나님의 역사하는 10억의 영혼을 구원하는 역사에 동참하기 위해서 준비한 게 아니겠는가.
I really believe that you are here. You are here. Yes. At a such a time as this, to rise up, to win more souls, billions of Christ. I think you are very strategically positioned in this continent to bring much fruit.
근데 이 운동을 시작한 이후로 엄청난 그 폭포수와 같은 하나님의 은혜를 경험하고 이과수 폭포인데.
This is Iguazu Fall, as you can see it here, and I experienced a tremendous, massive grace from God.
쿠바에서 있었던 것이고요. 쿠바.
These are Cuba. The video saw in Cuba.
네, 한국에서 지난번에 Next Generation 대회를 했던 것이.
We had a young generation gathering of 5,000 young men and women praying and seeking for God's mission from 9 p.m. to 7 a.m.
All-night prayer meeting. All-night prayer meeting.
It was a all-night prayer. I know Steve Kuba said something funny there, but we are being mobilized.
인도네시아에서 인도네시아 리더들이 모여서
Next. Harvest is happening in every state in Indonesia owned by the local national people and people are being challenged. They're rising up as they anticipate 2033.
인도에서
And Indo
Next.
Yeah, I mean India
Turkey, Middle East, Turkey system. 다음
Turkey and Dubai. 네,
두바이 다음 다음, next. 이거 이제 지난번 아프리카 우간다에서 있었던.
Yeah. In Uganda, we have a billion soul harvest gathering.
이거 이제 에티오피아에서 있던.
Ethiopia.
Next. 케냐, 케냐에서. Next. 한국에서 연초에 우리가 천만 선교사를 파송하자고 한 모든 성도가 선교사가 돼서 가자고 하는 선포식이 있었어요.
Earlier this year in Korea, we had a very meaningful gathering to mobilize 10,000 believers to be mobilized as 10,000 missionaries. Now, I mean, not 10,000, 10 million, I'm sorry.
지난번에.
We have more than 10 million believers in Korea, and we have a very special gathering to strategically mobilize 10 believers, 10 million believers, not just to be as churchgoers, but to be missional.
고온 무브먼트와 빌려서라면 같이 가자고 이제 결의한 스위스 모임이 있었대요.
Yeah, just a couple of weeks ago, we had a very special meeting with Go Movement, and we actually formed a very strategic partnership in fulfilling the Great Commission in this life.
네, 이제 독일에서 제일 큰 한인교회인데 이 한인교회가 동참하겠다고 또 같이 비전을 선포했더니.
Bottom right is the church in Frankfurt. Actually, that happens the largest Korean church in Frankfurt. And they also are joining forces along with so many churches and missional movements.
우크라이나 빌려서 라비 다녀오셨는데.
Yeah, I was just in Ukraine 2 days ago. I came from Ukraine directly from here, and then for there, we had 620 young men and women gathered in prayer. It's just surreal. And I'm also planning a 5,000 gathering in the fall. Jason, you gotta come.
걔나 감옥에 가서 걔나 감옥에 가서 이제 복음을 전하고 성경을 나누는데 너무너무 많은 분들이 복음에 대한 갈망을
주시고요. This was just happened in Kenya. It's a prison in Kenya and we had an opportunity to share the vision. You know, this vision is for every single person because every soul matters to God.
나이지리아 어제 있었던
yeah, this,